This is Robert.
Hi, Robert. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How you doing? Good.
Oh, good. Good to hear. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Which card is it? Because I recently got some fraud, and they canceled one. And I'm not sure.
Oh, that's probably it. It's a Visa ending in 6848. And let me see what it's saying. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
you know what?
Saying that's a lost or stolen card.
Yeah, it was somebody had charged my Netflix account. So I had to cancel it. And then they charged me. I don't know how they got my bank information. That's my business one. And then, you know, I got so many cards, I don't know which on which anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm glad that the bank straightened it out for you before it got too bad, you know? That's a good thing.
Well, yeah, it's just, what they do is they want you to prove like they want you to overlook a small amount. That way they, if that goes through, they can do a larger amount. And good thing, the bank called me or texted me and then they got the Netflix on there, but then they got something else, but it was like, I don't know, 20 cents. And then they able to get that reversed, but then they had to cancel that card and give me a new one. So do me a favor, Tina. Could you call me in about an hour, or maybe what time are you local?
No,
you're local.
No, we're in California, but we're here till 7 o'clock Eastern every day, Monday through Friday.
So, because I'm actually on the job right now, and I don't have the information on me on hand, so I can have it to you later, or if you want to, are you able to get a hold of me in the morning?
Sure, I'll reach out to you in an hour, and if for some reason I miss you, I'll follow up again in the morning, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I have the new card, I just don't have it on me right now.
Okay, yeah, no problem. We'll get it straightened out. So I'll call you maybe closer to 7 then.
Because I definitely don't want my suspension or service to end.
Yes. No, you're catching it in time, Robert. Don't worry about that. When it goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place. So if you left it like that, it would affect you eventually. But it's only been, 5 days? So you're catching it in time for sure.
I do want to ask, Tina, is there a representative to be able to call me and go through the steps on how well it's been performing? Why and convince me why I should continue to pay the $150. You know, I advertise on Yelp and that's a great return on investment. I see it, so I don't need anyone to convince me otherwise. For this, I don't really see it too much. So if you can have a representative contact me sometime, you know.
Yeah, I can't send a message to that department while the account's past due, but we absolutely, once we get the account up to speed, I'll have them call you and they can go over the performance of the account, but also I'll have the technicians do a performance check on it. That way, if there's any updates that would improve your performance, they would perform those for you behind the scenes, you know. And then what I also would recommend, I always tell people to start working on getting some more 5-star ratings on the Google listing here and there. So you're already doing excellent in that department. You have 17 reviews, but I'll send you that review generator email because you haven't had a fresh review posted since October. And sometimes that will affect your performance if there's companies up there that have, you know, fresh stuff being posted and then you have an older review since October.
Okay.
So, you can start using this review generator email right away. It's going to be hyperlinked to the Google listing. And it's pretty simple and self-explanatory. But, of course, if you have any questions, then we can go over it when we have the technician call you back to go over the performance. Okay?
Sounds good, Tina. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. And I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Bye.